World Cup qualifying has been going on. Canada's in the CONCACAF division, and it's a bit different this year. 8 teams, top 3 automatically qualify for the World Cup. The fourth place team will go into another sort of world qualifying group. And Canada so far has ties with Honduras and the United States at a 3-0 win against El Salvador. So 5 points currently in the top 3 through 3 games out of 14. And joining us is the coach of the men's national team, John Herdman. John, thanks so much for talking to us. And tell us about your sort of, well, week and a half of qualifying and how you think it's gone so far.
Yeah, it's been a good week, a really good week. It's the first time we've experienced 3 games, this sort of intensity of matches in such a short window. So I thought the players, specifically, they responded well. Some good performances. I think we showed some growth from game to game. And then finishing at home with a 3-0 win. So I think everyone went home happy. This is a competitive window, guys. A lot of teams that can qualify. So, yeah, to be sitting in second is a great space for us at this point.
John, Alfonso Davies kind of raised some eyebrows. I don't know if this stuff kind of gets across your desk, but with a tweet saying about knowing how important it is when he's on the team and then when he's not there, did that get across your desk? Was that anything to chat about, or what did you make of all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, everything gets across my desk. I mean, I've seen the tweet he sent.
Can you give us a backstory, what it is or what it's all about? Or a lot of people didn't.
Well, I
really
heard
it was an
inside joke between him and 3 of the Bayern Munich players. But that's what the player told us. It was some inside joke, and that's as far as he wanted to take it. But in my mind, at the end of the day, with Alfonso, he's such an important player. And he's a passionate young man, so what he told us, I'll take at face value, and that's what it is. But at the same time, he absolutely wanted to play that game. He was desperate to play, and he doesn't want to miss any matches for Canada. So, many fans read it one way, other fans read it another. But at the end of the day, the kid's absolutely committed to this country.
We're talking with the head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team, John Herdman. John, when you look at this qualifying format, 8 teams, the top 3 will go through right away. The fourth place team will have to try to qualify in a different region. How do you view the next set of games in October? Are you viewing it in groups of 3? Like, how are you viewing this set of 14 games?
It's a war, and every game is a different battle. It is absolute wild, wild west. You're heading into environments, different types of environments. Mexico will go into altitude in front of 80,000 Mexicans in the Azteca. 2 days later, we're flying into 35 degrees heat, playing at 5 p.m. in Kingston, Jamaica. And then we're into Toronto, back home again with our home crowd. So, we've looked at where we want to be through this first phase. This first phase is 3 games every 3 weeks up until November. And then we get about an 8-week period where you can review, reflect, and really, try to understand what we've achieved as a group and what we can change going into that next phase. But the turnarounds are so tight. So for us now, as a staff, we're already in the scouting. We've done pre-scouting of all of the teams, but things have changed. The Mexicans are a red flag country, so their lineups have looked very different to what was originally scouted, and we're still not sure if that'll be in place, coming into the next round. So the theme is adaptable. Just keep adapting to what is in front of us, one game at a time. There's always a 3-game plan across the window, but it is one game at a time, and every game's a cup final for us.
Watching that game the other night, I know because of COVID, the rules are a little bit different as far as fan interaction, and I'm sure you've seen that throughout these last 18 months, but it seemed to me, again, just from the outside and watching it, that place looked like it was hopping, and the fans were enjoying themselves, regardless whether there was, 10,000 or 15,000 in the building. What did you see, from the field?
Yeah, the fans were awesome. I mean, we turned up and we were booed off our own bus by El Salvadorians. They got there before the Canadian fans, and that sort of fueled us up a bit. And then in the stadium, there was still a lot of El Salvadorian fans, and I thought our fans were brilliant. There wasn't that South Stand. They just kept us going. They did it for Honduras when we were needed fired up for that second half. They were there. And I think that's always the brilliance of football fans. Mm-hmm. They find another level for the players on the field. And then the celebration after. I mean, that was one of the most connected I've ever felt to my country here in Canada. I've never felt that connected before, you know, having that interaction with the fans and the players at the end of the game, with Ozil banging the drum. It was just a special moment. And I think slowly but surely we're going to start igniting this country, and those that might have put a El Salvadorian shirt on or a Jamaican shirt will start to pull our shirt on and want to support this team.
Well, John, you helped build something very special with the women's team, and you saw them win the gold medal in Tokyo, which obviously had to be special for someone who's involved with it. Do you think the same thing could happen with men's soccer in Canada? We do have some great, I mean, Alphonso Davies is one of the great players in the world. Do you think the same thing could happen for men's soccer in Canada, which hasn't been to the World Cup since 86?
Absolutely. That was the mission in shifting over to the men's side of the game. It was to build a foundation of trust, a culture, a performance culture, and instill that belief that we can beat anyone. And that's slowly been building. I think the Gold Cup was a great example of that, when we didn't have Alphonso, Jonathan David, Kyle Larin, Atiba Hutchinson, Milan Boyan. We had a group of players there that showed, one, the depth in our talent, but more importantly, the spirit and the belief, you know, that we can beat Costa Rica, we can go toe-to-toe in the 97th minute with Mexico, but not just defending, you know, being on the front foot against a team like that. So it is, it's the key to everything. You know, you build that trust, you build clear purpose behind what these men are fighting for. And the belief, you know, that belief comes through them sticking to certain processes together. And that's what's happening here. I think every game we showed growth, and that's what I've been focusing on, you know, from the first day I got here.
John, how did you feel watching the women win in Tokyo?
Yeah. I absolutely loved it. You know what? I was kicking every ball, and I broke down. The moment that got us was seeing them on the podium, because it was real then. And I get choked up now, but, you know, seeing that flag go up, and I've seen it go up twice, and we never heard our anthem. And it hurts you, you know, because you know you were that close. But to hear the anthem and then see the flag go up on that pole, but more importantly, then seeing the Americans, you know, two rows down, priceless. Like, what a moment for our country. You know, this is a football country. And when our men make the World Cup, you know, it'll be a complete football country.
You know, it's interesting, before we let you go, that, you know, there's a theme this week. And often you've heard the comments by Leila Fernandez's dad talking about how his family was welcome to Canada, and there's been a real theme that way this week. And I love hearing you talk about your country, because you really do have a connection to this country. You're one of us now. And tell us about sort of the embrace you felt as a Canadian.
Well, I've been here 10 years this month. I've been here a decade. So, you know, my kids have grown up here, but it's, you know, my relationship's been through sport, and, you know, there's no more powerful connector than sport to bring people together, to bring countries together. And I've been part of it in 2012, that amazing moment we had with that young group, then 2016. And in Toronto, when we beat the US, I just know that there's another level here, and our men can help this country reach it. And as I say, all these parties of people celebrating their origins, whether it's, you know, the Greeks, the Italians, the British, whatever. But one day, when the World Cup's on, it'll be all red. And that's been the dream of this team, to really unite a country through football.
John, thanks so much for talking to us and for sharing your passion, and good luck in the next round.
Thanks again. Cheers, guys.
All right, that's John Herbin, the head coach of Canada's men's national soccer team. He's, I'll tell you what, it really is something to hear someone, you know, just feel the passion for this country that he has for the women's team and now the men's team.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if you've watched the previous shows, Gord. Hayes thinks he's a coach now. I was going to ask him, but it was, yeah. You know, we didn't have an opening, but Hayes
Gord,
thinks he's,
have you
like
heard this story?
Soccer coach.
Oh, yeah. I was here for the start of it. I was here. I was doing the show with Hayes when he asked to be called the coach.
Wow.
I was doing the show with him.
Four-year-old soccer game that he had to sub
one game.
In. One game.
One game.
See, and that's the thing. I wanted to ask John if people come up to him on the street and be like, yeah, you and I are the same. Like, we both coach, you know, soccer type of thing. And that would be Hayes.
It would be like,
I've done a little coaching
like,
in my time.
It would be like someone came up to you like, yeah, oh, hey, you know, I scored 40 goals one time in my beer league. Or you know, Jamie, I was the goalie for my pickup team. Like, okay, that's not the same.
It's not. I mean, I know people look for, you know, common denominators when you want to talk to somebody. But that, like, I believe Hayes, like, seriously thinks he could be a soccer coach.